Please do sit down. Two readings from Scripture. One, some words that I've found, I've been reading a lot just lately, from Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, verse 1. This is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honoured in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. And then some words, familiar words of Jesus from John's Gospel. His disciples are anxious. He said that he's going to leave them. But Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas, one of his disciples, said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Thank God for the words of comfort, reassurance, and challenge that he gives us there. Neil, come and share with us something about Maureen just now.
The limp is for the sympathy vote. Can I first thank everybody for coming today? Because I knew Maureen had friends, but I didn't realize how many. Maureen was born in Luton, but because of her father's job, she had to move to Leicester. And though she was an only child, she became very friendly and almost a sister to a lady called Margaret Hartley, who has ventured up from Ireland to be here today. And I thank her very much for being here. On leaving school, Maureen went to teacher training college and specialised in infants. On returning, finishing her course, she returned to Leicester and taught there for several years. But she got a bug, a wanderlust, and decided to go to New Zealand on an exchange. Maureen loved New Zealand, and I think she seriously thought of emigrating there. She went by liner, by way of Atlantic, Med, Suez and Indian Ocean, and all paid by the government, which was very nice. At the conclusion of her contract, she was scheduled to travel the same route back. But a nasty little man called Nasser blockaded the Suez Canal. So, tragedy, she had to go all the way around the world, through America and the Panama Canal this time. And again, paid by you and I. Back in Blighty, it wasn't long before she got itchy feet again and ventured over to Liège in Belgium to teach the children of NATO troops. Eventually returning home, she settled in Hampton Court, the Hampton Court area, and taught in Kingston. And that was where I was destined to enter her life. When I first met Maureen, I was 41 and she was 39. A couple of doddering old twits when it came to the wedding sort of stakes. And I couldn't understand how she'd stayed available for me to come around. How lucky can you get? Some of you may have already know that Maureen and I were the precursors of the dating, the internet dating, because I had had a bad marriage and I joined a marriage bureau who advertised in the paper, and Maureen must have seen the paper. I was not very happy with the people they were sending me. That's a bit of cheek, isn't it? Yeah. And I was on the point of packing it in and sort of saying, well, I've lost my money. When I got a letter from this lady, Miss Maureen Oldfield. Sounded nice. So I thought I'll have one last try. I lived in North London. Maureen lived down in Surrey, Hampton Court. So we decided to meet at Waterloo. Not under the clock, because we figured there'd be 15 others. We met at the disused news theatre. I stood there, biting my nails down to my elbow, waiting for this person to turn up. And when I first saw her, I thought, there is no way this lady is going to get away. So we went for a drink, and I talked. We ate, and I talked. And even escorting her to the train, I talked. I was scared that if she got bored, she'd just fly off. And then to top it all, when I saw her off on the train, I didn't kiss her, I shook hands. You don't know how good a thing that was. She thought I was a gentleman. On finding we fitted like two pieces of a jigsaw, we were married on the 22nd of October, 1977, which in real terms is just the beginning of winter, and yet it was the most gloriously sunny day. Maureen was a wonderful teacher. She worked on the premise that for the first 2 weeks, she stood on them and showed them who was boss. And by the end of the term, they didn't want to leave her and go on to a new teacher. She was lovely with her pupils, and I think she loved them one and all. And even the parents came round to her way of thinking and respected her. Just to give you an idea, we used to get invited by several parents to a meal, and on one particular occasion, we were invited by a Korean lady who met her at the gate and said, "You come to dinner with husband, Saturday," and then vanished. It didn't give us a chance to argue, or give Maureen a chance to argue. So we duly arrived at the hotel, at the house of the Korean ladies, a lady and her husband. And we sat down to a meal of raw fish, which surprisingly Maureen liked. Then we had a mild curry, and then stir fry, and then we had some gelatinous sort of pudding, but it was tasty and it was nice. And Maureen inquired, "Is this like Yorkshire pudding and roast beef, you know, a sort of meal you have every Saturday night?" And they said, "No, we have baked beans on toast." At our retirement, we moved to Westmoors, and wanting to be closer to Maureen's mum, who lived in Wimborne. Not too close, but close enough. And we joined the church, and we've been members ever since. Maureen spent time as a deacon, helped arrange flowers, and generally made herself useful about the place. Maureen never lost her interest in visiting new places, with holidays in Canada, America, Russia, various locations all over Europe. We made a return trip to New Zealand, and I was to share her opinion of the place. She was 39 when I found her. And sadly, I was only to have only 39 more years before I lost her. Maureen and I lent each other confidence. Although shy, once introduced, she could chat equally well to a pope or a pauper. She inspired me to writing. "Don't tell me, put it pen to paper," she'd say, which I duly did and hoped to continue. She was my heartbeat. I love her and sorely miss her. She was simply the most wonderful person ever to come into my life.
Neil, thank you for that lovely account of Maureen's life. And I think we could see and hear in the stories that you shared just how close you've been and how much you belonged together. I don't want to add much to the words that you've shared, but one thing that has come through both in your words and in the accounts that I've heard from other church folk was Maureen's love of art. She loved music and the theatre, and particularly perhaps the visual arts. In days gone by, she was responsible for displays at the back of the church here, and perhaps displays at the back drew together her eye for what looked good with her teaching skills. She was, as you've said, a dedicated teacher. I'm told she also created cards using melted wax, encaustic art, I think it's called. On your behalf, can I just express thanks to the team of carers who've made these last couple of years much easier and have helped in such a great way. It's been difficult to see Maureen growing steadily more and more unwell, and hard when she struggles to be aware of what's going on around her. She was one of those folk who avoided the limelight. You've mentioned how shy she was, but once she got to know you, she could open up. On the whole, although she was a deacon here for a while, she kept away from the spotlight. She loved to laugh and found such great joy in blessing others. I'm reminded, as you told the stories of the attachment of the children that she taught to her, I'm reminded of Dorcas, a lovely lady in Acts chapter 9 in the Bible, who was always doing good and helping the poor. Maureen had a keen eye for injustice and supported many, perhaps very many causes. And just as Dorcas had an impact on many people's lives, so did Maureen. When Dorcas died, Peter the Apostle was summoned, and people insisted on gathering round him, showing him examples of the work that she had done. And Maureen, I think, made the same kind of impact on people. Kindness, even when it's found in somebody unassuming and gentle, makes a difference in this world. It's easy to undervalue those who don't make a splash. easy to dismiss a simple, uncomplicated life. But Maureen knew contentment. She loved Neil and knew that he loved her. In the book of Isaiah, in the Old Testament, there is this phrase: "In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength." The Old Testament prophet laments the fact that no one will listen to his words, but they prefer to rush around being frantically active. But there is something special about those who know how to trust. In a little while, we're going to sing some of the words of the 23rd Psalm. And the chorus in the version that we're singing says this: "I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me and your goodness will lead me home." Maureen knew what it was to trust the Lord she knew and cared for. And her quiet, simple faith is a lesson to all of us. Let's come together in prayer. Let's pray. And as we pray, first of all, let us thank God for the victory that he has won over death. That death, although it is for us a parting, is no longer an ending. Thank you, Father God, for the hope that you give us. Through Jesus Christ, who endured death and was raised to life again. And in him you have given us hope. As we thank you for your victory over death, so we pray for Neil. And we ask that when sorrow threatens to overwhelm, you would draw close. That he would find your presence always near. Lord, there will be times of emptiness for him. We pray that he might find them filled in you. Support us, Lord, as we too mourn our loss. Thank you for the life that Maureen lived among us, for the ways in which her quiet, simple faith has made us better people. We thank you that she had an eye to discern your presence in the world around, in its beauty, in its majesty. Thank you that she also had an eye to discern injustice. And you had given her a heart to do something about it. Father God, hear us as we pray. Bring to us your comfort and your hope, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's once again share together in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. As we pray: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let's sing together the second hymn in our order of service: "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want." that your goodness will indeed lead us home. We trust Maureen into your care. We also trust ourselves into your care. May your grace and your mercy and your peace accompany us this day and every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Please do sit down, and can I encourage you to join us for refreshments after the service? Thank you.